The sheep used to come full belly of food and full milk of udder. What was the barakah? The barakah was actually from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that nobody even now noticing it, but they notice something is different, something is surprising, something is amazing, that every day our shepherd goes over there, they come barely have something, but now they're full of milk. What is the barakah? Barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The scholar says that as Halima Saadia radiallahu ta'ala anha and others whoever took care of him, as they have got the barakah till today, if anyone goes with that thinking that let me act, let me follow, let me accept him and his lifestyle and his thought and his teachings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will brightening him in this dunya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate his all status in the dunya and hereafter, inshaAllah. So brother, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us this responsibility. Of course, as I said in the khutbah before, that what is ibadah? Basically, ibadah is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders in the shape of or in the form of the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done so. That is ibadah, which includes every aspect of our life. Every aspect of our life, ta'aleem, learning, education, everything is in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent an ayat, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. So ta'aleem is there. Allah says in the Quran, the هَلْ يَسْتَوِ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Those who know, those who doesn't, are they equal? Of course not. So ta'aleem, as we are being in the dunya, the necessary ilm, necessary knowledge, what we have to have, we should have it. But at the same time, no matter what we do, we cannot forget the focusing on Islam. That as the Allama Iqbal says, tum college mein padho, park mein jhoolo, magar Allah ko na bhoolo. If you want to study in the college and universities and you're going to be hanging in the parks, you can have it. But make sure you never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you every day, every single moment. Every day, every single moment. How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prepared the Sahaba. How much was their time to earn this knowledge? As we know, Sahaba has to have a jama'ah, that they used to sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The time they used to spend here, his another friend or his brother as a Muslim, he used to come, he used to learn from him. When he goes, he used to be with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he earned the knowledge, he used to give it to him. Meaning, ta'aleem was there, tarbiyat was there, all everything was there. But now we are behind the dunya ta'aleem, but we are forgetting Allah, which is coming. No, none of us we know when we have to leave this world. We have to be all, no matter what we do, but we have to have a first thing, Allah, as like we say, put Islam first, put Allah first, put La ilaha illallah first, then other thing. when you have Allah, when you have Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have everything. I could have all kind of knowledge of this dunya, but I do not have knowledge of my akhirah. I do not have anything. I don't have nothing in this dunya, but I do have the knowledge that what knowledge will save me in my grave? What knowledge will save me in the day of judgment? What knowledge will save me in this skill? If I have that, I don't have this, still I am successful. But I don't have the akhirah. I have the dunya. As we know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after we've been put in the grave, what will be the question? Mar Rabbuka. It is obvious how much we practice. As I said, as I give an example, as you know, our little kids who studies in our, for example, in our Saturday, Sunday classes. So he goes, the teacher said, okay, you go learn your lesson. So he goes there. 15 minutes later, 20 minutes later, teacher called him. He said, okay, are you ready? He said, yes. He's just looking here and there. What teacher says, go back, you are not ready yet. And he spent maybe another hour, again he comes back. Are you ready? Yes. But when he start asking, he don't know. What the prophet, what the teacher said, you are not ready yet, because he didn't practice. Similarly, if we are in this dunya, which we are here, and we don't have the practice of Allahu Akbar, we don't have the practice of Subhanallah, we don't have practice of Alhamdulillah, we don't have practice of Allahu Akbar, every aspect of the life, morning and evening, every aspect, there are something which is remind us about Allah, which is remind us about His Prophet. So then the answer will be easy. Rabbi Allah. Rabbi Allah. Because he had the practice. He had the practice. In hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تُحْشَرُونَ كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ وَتَمُوتُونَ كَمَا تَحْيَعُونَ. You will be raised in the day of judgment as you live. I'm sorry. تُحْشَرُونَ كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ. You will be raised the day of judgment as the condition you die, and you will die as the condition you live. So if I live, if we live as a Muslim, all the time it has to be in my mind, no matter what, at the first question is, I am a Muslim. What is, who called Muslim? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already give the description of it. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. He is the actual, a perfect Muslim. Man salima al-Muslimuna min yadihi. The Muslims, the people are safe from his hand and from his tongue. He is the Muslim. Otherwise, if I say I'm Muslim, but my act, my dealing with the people is not unacceptable, I am not Muslim yet. I can say it, I am Muslim, but the Prophet said, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. As he says, Jarahatu sanani lahal tayamu wala yaltamuma jarahal lisanu. If anyone attacks you with his tongue, Jarahatu sanani lahal tayamu. If anyone attacks you with a knife, you must just run to the hospital. Doctor may put some couple of stitches and such and such and such. In 10 days, 20 days, a week, it will be cured, yes? It will be fine. وَلَا يَلْتَامُمَا جَرَحَ اللِّسَانُ. But if I cut someone with my tongue, it says, never ever it will go away. It is there. That's why the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives the criteria, you want to be Muslim? See, brother, where we live now in this country, we are just as like we are surrounded as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was surrounded by who? By the Jewish people, by the Christian people, by other pagans people. Yes, similarly we are living in this country. No doubt about it. And being in that area, surrounding by all these non-Muslims, he spread his Islam by what? By his manner. By his manner, by his behavior, by his act, body. It's like, I never understood what is body language called. Now I understand, alhamdulillah, mashallah, good. Body language is very important. Very important. In our back home, people don't know what to understand that. So what? It is very important. With who I am dealing, with who you are dealing, he will notice he's Muslim. His behavior is no good. So how are we going to spread our Islam? What they're going to learn from us if we lie? You know, lying is a major sin. Major sin. What it says, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. To become a liar, a person becoming a liar, it is enough just to say whatever he heard. Whatever he heard, he's just saying it. Which is, we can't do it. Allah says in the Quran, if anyone comes to you with an information, you make sure that it's true. Otherwise, no comments after it. Otherwise, you may do something and later on you feel ashamed why I said that. So, as we Muslim here, we have a big responsibility through our hand, through our tongue, through our body language, through our everyday, our actions. We go different places. People look after us. So he's Muslim. How he's behaving. Even we don't know that, but they knew that we are Muslim. I used to live in an area in upstate New York. There are almost a couple of hundred Lebanese people. They migrated long time ago. No Islam anymore. They said, people don't know us. But the authority says, we know they are Muslim, but they didn't practice anything anymore. They are just forget everything. So even we do not notice ourselves who we are, but they knew we are Muslim. Since they knew about us that we are Muslim, we should be careful, especially living in this world, spreading, how we going to spread our deen, our behavior. See, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was always said, that he's bad. And as we know, what we know, they were put in capture for 3 years, long time. And children used to cry, there was no food, there are so many ways, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his family was given big time, hard time. And finally, order came from Allah to migrate from Mecca to Medina. But yet, Islam was spreading. Islam never went down. Islam always is spreading. Why? Because of the manner given to us. As in the Quran, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَزِيمٍ. O Prophet Muhammad, you are in the highest super quality given to you. The manner that you have, it is in the highest quality. And we are the follower of such a Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we do not carry that kind of manner, Islam will not ever spread. So we are in actuality, as an ambassador being in this land, to show what is really Islam, how we behave, how we talk. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lifetime, he says in his Shama'il, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Whenever he used to talk with someone, he used to put his full face towards him. Not from the side of eye, which is the sign of a mutakabbir, an arrogant. He never used to do that. But when we talk even with the Muslim brothers, we get together because of, for any reason, I don't want to even talk to him. I don't want to even look upon his face. I'm so angry. Brother, a Sahabi came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him, "O Prophet of Allah, advise me." He came from the front side. Prophet says, "La taghzab." He came again from the right side. "O Prophet of Allah, advise me." He said, "La taghzab." He came from the left side again. "O Prophet of Allah, advise me." He said, "La taghzab." But how much ghazab, how much anger we carry? Just check yourself. Let us check ourselves. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us every single moment, how much we are doing disobedient to Allah in our every daily life. If He wasn't forgiving us, we couldn't even move. Even Allah says in the Quran, just if I was going to cut you, you can't even breathe, you can't even survive. But I have given you time, you may repent and you may come back. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, basically he was an example. As Allah says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. The Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an example for the person who wants to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who wants to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How he is to act, how he is to talk, what he loved to eat, how he used to spend his night time. The hadith says Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to spend almost 3 to 4 hours every day in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, every day, every night, after the 2/3 of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the first sky and asks, "Oh, you who believe, anyone of you waiting or asking me for his anything to need, then I can fulfill it. If you need any, if you are sick, ask me, I will cure you. If you ask your forgiveness, I will forgive you. If you need risk, I will give you." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls every day, but we sleep. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never slept that way. He always used to be wake up most of the night, every day. That was his sunnah. He left us, we go bed and we go for the fajr only. But there between in the time for the tahajjud, we don't. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us, anyone of you sick, then I can cure him. Anyone of you having problem with his sustenance, I can sustain him. Anything need, that was the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never ever take any revenge. What he said, Salman qata'aka wa'afu amman zalamaka. Sil, you reconnect your relationship. Whoever disconnected his relation from you, you reconnected. Wa'afu amman zalamaka, and you forgive the person have oppressed upon you. You forgive him. And forgiving, it is one of the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had. And Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah." Allah loves to forgive. Always He loves to forgive His servants. He never take any revenge. So Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left us in this world so many things we can't even comprehend. How was his life? He used to mingle his in his household. He used to clean in the kitchen. He used to do the brooming. This is the story. How many of us that we go in the kitchen and say to wife, okay, you take a rest today. I'm going to cook for you. I'm going to clean, in the kitchen. I'm going to clean the such and such and such. That was his life. As we heard in the khutbah, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam checked who came here. And he said, call them. They came. He said, hey, remember, I am the Prophet of Allah. And I worship Allah. And I also live with my wife. I have children. I have everything. And with this is the way of mine. That you live the dunya and you're going to go just for religion. That is not my way. So whenever we get all the examples in our every aspect of life, that become sunnah and that become religion. Even we are eating. When we eat, if we eat by the right hand, what is the sunnah? Eat by your right hand, not left hand. Right hand given the such job, left hand given the such a job. So sunnah is to eat by right hand. So whenever we eat with the right hand, in the intention, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to eat by right hand, because it is sunnah, you are filling your belly. At the same time, you are getting the reward also, and it is also considered. Why you are eating? So that I can get strength, so that I can stand up, I can do ibadah. It's not eating because of I'm eating. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَهُمْ. Those who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَتَمَتَّعُونَ, they enjoy the dunya life. وَيَأْكُلُونَ, and they eat, but يَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ. Allah says, they're eating, even they eat just like a human being, but actually they're eating considered to be as eating of animals. كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًى لَهُمْ. And the hell is their final destination. But when we eat with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are eating and at the same time we are getting reward for it. Drinking water, what is sunnah? Sunnah is to drinking water while you are sitting. Yes, if you are in a hurry, in a situation that you can sit, you may drink it. You may drink while you're standing. And it is okay. Nobody can tell you, oh, you did so much harmful, big sin. No. But what is the sunnah? To eat or drink while you are sitting. How we should urinate? Sitting. This is the sunnah. Somebody might say, yes, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also urinate while standing. Yes, that happened one time. In his lifetime, one time Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam urinate when he was standing. But that is not the sunnah. What is sunnah? That which was his daily practice. Daily. We have to understand one thing. Sunnah, all the sunnah is the hadith. And all hadith is not sunnah. This is hadith that ata subata ta qawmin. Rasul an Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, ata Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ila subatata qawmin fabala qa'iman. And Mughira ibn Shu'bah, the hadith narrated, he said, one day he came, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ila subatata qawmin. Subatata qawm means the area where the garbage of the local people used to be thrown. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crossing that area, and he has to urinate. But the place was such, he couldn't sit. He can't sit. So what he did? He urinated while he was standing. But if somebody says that is sunnah, that will be wrong. That wasn't his problem. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, if anyone said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam isn't standing, he's lying. Meaning, that wasn't his sunnah. His sunnah was that, well, whenever a Muslim, he used to urinate, it's sitting. So it is sunnah. Meaning, every aspect of the life, when we go to the restroom, right hand, you may say, what's make the difference? Brother, nothing make the difference, but one difference is there. What? You are following footstep of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody is watching you. Nobody is seeing you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. You just try to go to the restroom. Suddenly you remember, oh, my head is empty. You put the head back, headgear back, which is sunnah. Which is sunnah. You may say, oh, Imam, if I don't practice the sunnah, so what? It is not that way. It is how much I love my Prophet. How I love my Prophet. It says, that ta'asir rasula, ta'asir rasula, وأنت تظهر حبه لعمري هذا في الفعال بديع. Every aspect of your life, you don't care about the Prophet. You just eat. You just do something because you want to do something. He says, no. Why I'm doing it this way? This is because my Prophet did it. My Prophet did it. That's why I'm doing it. Otherwise, if I'm using my left hand to fill my belly, it's going to fill it up. But it is not the sunnah. I should do it my right hand. Because هَذَا لَعُمْرِي فِي الْفُعَالِ بَدِيعُ. I swear by my life, doesn't make no sense. Why? Because وَهَذَا لَعُمْرِي فِي الْفِعَالِ بَدِيعُ إِنْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَأَطَعْتَهُ. If really, if was true in your love that I love Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَأَطَعْتَهُ. Indeed, you must be following him. إن كان حبك صادقا لأطعته. Why? إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع. Because the one he loves, he always he follow his prophet, his beloved, his ma'shuq or her ma'shuq, whatever we say. It just depends that how we put it. So brother, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this world to save this ummah till day of judgment coming from the hell, to go forever in the Jannah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, the day of judgment, the shoulder of a hellfire, meaning a non-believer will be masirat salasat ayyam. Masirat salasat ayyam. How many miles will go usually? 15 miles. Meaning 45 miles will be the one beginning to another end. The body of a person who will be in the Jahannam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if this man was said one time, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he could save his life forever from the hell. Just to say, what about if you act upon? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. We can even imagine if a person act as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. As we always say, oh Allah, raise us with the jama'ah of Sahaba. Raise us with the jama'ah of Sahaba or his companions. But how much we are acting the way they have acted, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Those who believe in Allah, wa amilu salihat. What is amal salihat? Al amal salih, which is the following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every aspect of life, that is amal salih. And whenever we go to follow amal salih and convey the message, the situation will come. Halat, a situation will come. And we have to face and we have to be patient. And then that person will be considered to be successful. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mission was to bring all people under the one shadow, one umbrella, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Everyone should say same kalima, same thinking, worship one God only. Meaning there was 360 idols. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Prophet bring all the people in one, under one umbrella, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And following the Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beside it, if anyone looks for something else, he will be not successful. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنُهُ. The Islam, the religion, as I said almost 15 minutes ago, the guy, if he has practiced every aspect of the life, Allah, 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 he will be able to say, Rabbi Allah, Rabbi Allah. And then second question will be, وَمَا دِينُكُ وَمَا دِينُكُ. What was your religion? What lifestyle you used to practice? The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the guy in the grave, he will be wake up in the time where the sun is going to be setting. The angels will be in his grave and he will be questioning him. He's going to say, brother, let me pray first. The guy in the grave, he's going to say, brother, let me pray first. Then another angel, Munkar Nakir, they will ask question, hey, what he's saying? He said he's going to pray. The another angel will say, actually, he don't know that he already died. He's in the grave. Why? Because the way he lives, the way he lives his life, the same way he died. So still he's believing that this is my actual time, I have to do my prayer. Although the angel will remind him, hey, Mr. So-and-so, it is not the dunya. You already died. You are in the qabr. You are already in the grave. Then he will realize, oh yeah, it is true. Why? Because of he is practicing deen. That's why even he's in the grave, he will look for to do his salat. Because he's going to, the sun is going to be set in a minute, in a little time. Then the angel will talk to each other. He said, hey, we are ordered to ask him some question. We have to do our job. Then everything will be over. Which is, مَنْ رَبُّكَ وَمَا دِينُكَ وَمَنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ. And who is this person who was sent it to you? As we practice him early morning, early evening, day and night, whenever we talk, we see in our life, Muhammadur Rasulullah is there. Then it will be easy to answer.